Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are with attorney Steve Boyd. And Steve, there is a recent Associated Press article that came out that said nationally, the clergy sex abuse crisis could result in more than 5,000 new cases and payouts topping $4 billion. Obviously, we've been doing a lot of reporting these last few years on the clergy sex abuse crisis, but to see it at that scale, how surprised are you?
Well, if you add up all of the abuse and you add up all the dioceses, it really doesn't surprise me at all, although historically, most of the money that has been paid out by diocesan insurance companies. So, for example, the Diocese of Duluth, Minnesota recently settled for $40 million for 125 survivors' lawsuits. And in that case, about $30 million of that was paid by the insurance companies. The Diocese of Minneapolis, the Archdiocese rather, was settled for about north of $200 million. So if you take cities like Minneapolis, and if you think there are maybe 20 cities of that size or greater in the U.S., and you multiply $200 million by 20 cities, you get to $4 billion very easily. But I think it's important to note that about three quarters of the money that's been paid in the most recent bankruptcy and settlement was paid by the insurance companies.
So is it the, I guess, does it affect the Catholic Church as much? Well, obviously you mentioned that it affects the insurance companies, but, you know, do you think that even if it's just a quarter of the money that the churches themselves are having to pay, do you think that's still putting a sizable dent in what they're trying to do operationally?
Well, it may, but they have some protections that other corporations don't have. So they have First Amendment protection, so you can't force them into selling a church because of the First Amendment, separation of church and state. So they have some protections. So I think historically, dioceses that have settled these cases have turned out fine. They're fine in Minneapolis. They were fine in Los Angeles when the first window opened back in the early 2000s. So the fact is that the Seventh Amendment allows people to bring a lawsuit if they were injured by a party. And that includes the negligence of a party to retain and fail to supervise pedophiles, rapists. And if the church has to pay something because they were protecting rapists, then what the church is really doing is just following the law that any other corporation would have to follow. If you owned a hotel and you knew that there were rapists working in your hotel, it's your job to call the police. It's your job to get rid of them. The Catholic Church decided against doing that. They decided to protect these people for whatever reason. And now under the law, under the United States Constitution, they have to pay the piper. And they're lucky that they have insurance companies to help them do it.
Of that $4 billion that I had mentioned nationwide, any estimates as to how much of that $4 billion pie, so to say, is based out of the Diocese of Buffalo here?
No, it would be impossible to even speculate on a number at this point. All you can really do is you can kind of compare what other dioceses have paid of similar sizes, but the Diocese of Buffalo seems to have a particularly bad problem, a particularly high number of priests and a particularly high number of plaintiffs. You know, New York is maybe 12 or 13 times the size of Buffalo, and yet we have probably a little better than half as many lawsuits as New York City has. So Buffalo is a very serious problem, and it has been a problem for a long time.
Yeah, so of the 5,000 cases then, how many cases do you have of people coming through you claiming clergy sex abuse?
We've filed 100 cases against the Diocese of Buffalo, and we have approximately 100 more cases to file.
And you obviously have been also marketing a lot. Like, I see the billboards around town of people who are saying that, you know, if you've been abused, call this number. How effective do you think that's been? And do you think there's still going to be an increase of people who are still coming forward?
Well, in comparison to other states, New York has passed a very short window. It's just 1 year. And the reality is that people spend most of their lives being unable to talk about the abuse. The average age that somebody is able to talk about the abuse is in the late 40s and early 50s. So what we're doing with the marketing is getting the word out there, because people are ready to talk about it when they're ready. And we don't want people to have the impression that the window is closed or that their rights are gone. If they talk about these things with their family, maybe over the holidays, and they feel like, hey, maybe it is okay to come forward, we want to give them that voice. We want to give them that strength to be able to come forward.
Yeah, so is that why there's kind of this aggressive push? I mean, I'm seeing radio ads, I'm seeing TV ads, billboards around town. Is that why there's that aggressive push, because of the one-year window?
It's a really short window. Even the bankruptcy judge in Rochester described it as a short window. Other states have passed three-year windows, and that gives people a lot more time to process this, to get counseling, to get to the point where they're ready to come forward and talk about it. In a one-year window, it is really brief. We want to make sure that anybody who wants to exercise their rights is able to come forward in that time and exercise those rights.
All right, Steve, and then one last question I've got for you is concerning just like the advertisements around town. You know, when people drive by, it can give them a sense of, I guess, awkwardness, because it's such a sensitive topic. You know, what do you say to the people who are saying, okay, you know, this is kind of a awkward thing to look at as I'm driving first thing in the morning, hearing first thing in the morning, or seeing first thing in the morning?
It's awkward because it's a crime. The awkwardness is what allowed the crime to be perpetrated for so long. The awkwardness is what allowed people to get away with it. It was awkward for little kids to be able to tell their parents, the same parents that sent them into the church. So the only way you can deal with an awkward situation now is just to put it out there. And even if it is awkward to hear and awkward to talk about it, we have to talk about it, because ultimately our goal is not just to serve people within the window, but it is to change our world so that kids in the future don't have to face this abuse and can feel comfortable talking to their parents or whoever else about what's happening to them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.